The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Well, good morning. Welcome to Friday. Today is Friday, what are we, May 2nd, right? May 2nd. So welcome to Friday, May 2nd, everybody. You're listening to the Morning Drive on WTBR 89.7 FM. And we have our new tower down in Lee. Well, a few months now, we've been down there. It's WSBR at 88.1. So if you're listening down a little bit further south county, welcome. And today we have in studio Abby Allard with the Gladys Allen Brigham Community Center, and I'll introduce you to her after we do the weather. Again, my name is Brian Burkle, and I'll be the host today. We are live and local here at our studio, WTBR, and it is look a little bit cloudy. I know we've got First Friday tonight, so hopefully the weather will hold up, but we'll see what the National Weather Service
has to say. WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, mostly cloudy this morning, then becoming partly sunny. Scattered showers. Scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. Southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain 40%. Tonight, partly cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Lows in the upper 50s. Southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain 30%. Saturday, partly sunny. A chance of showers in the morning, then showers in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s. West wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain 80%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right. Well, sounds a little wet, right, Ab?
Little wet. Little yeah. Damp this weekend.
But First Friday is rain or shine. So don't let that discourage you. Hopefully it'll just be a small shower and we'll be able to move power through that. So again, welcome everybody for joining us today on the Morning Drive. In studio, we have Abby Allard. She is the Development and Communications Manager for the Gladys Allen Brigham Community Center here in Pittsfield. Hi, Abby.
Hi, Brian.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing this morning?
Good. So what brings you in today? What's going on? What's new on the agenda for you guys?
So I am here first to talk about Celebration Evening, mm-hmm. which is our yearly gala celebrating girls and women here in the Berkshires. This year, we will be honoring Brenda Patel, mm-hmm. who is the vice president. Oh, goodness. The vice president of community engagement for Mountain One. And right. Prior to that, she was working for United Way, I think, as a lot of people maybe mm-hmm. know her from. And then prior to that, she worked in Fortune 100 and Fortune 300 companies that doing community outreach and connecting businesses with the community through volunteerism, community service, and support for programming. And, you know, I don't know if you follow Mount One's Facebook page, but she's doing a lot with doing the readings at the schools and has Mo the goat with her. But we're really looking forward to celebrating her and all of her achievements and everything she's done here for the Berkshires, especially around youth development and children and working with our immigrant populations.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I know Brenda, just like you said, mostly from her time at United Way. You know, did quite a few engagements with her where she was there with United Way, and I was there with other organizations. And yeah, she's fantastic for this community.
She's amazing. And, yeah. And we're, you know, we have a committee. We have a watch list that we go through, and the committee looks at the watch list. And mm-hmm. when they came to her name, they were like, yep, her. That's it. Yeah, Brenda. So our board at the Brigham Center is really excited to be celebrating her. And also celebrating our 12 scholars. Mm. So every January 1st, we put out a scholarship application to all the local Berkshire County schools, public schools, private schools. And we hope for young ladies and young women to apply for the scholarship. We offer 8 scholarships of our own, that is through the Baraski family, which has been incredibly generous to us over the years. It's the Baraski Scholarship, representing Ruth P. Baraski, So that is really a needs-based scholarship and service-based and academic. And then we also have some great partners in the Rotary Club of Pittsfield. They do a scholarship through us, Zonta Club of Berkshire County, and then two of our local colleges, Berkshire Community College and Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts, also do a scholarship through us. So altogether, we're recognizing the 12 young women out of the 34 applicants we had. And it's always really difficult. I coordinate the Zoom calls and the meetings to select our scholarships, and watching the board kind of go through, it's always really tough because there are a lot of really amazing kids here in the Berkshires, and just achieving, and, you know, that the amount of community service I think our young people do here is outstanding. Because I think about when I was in school, it was nothing I thought about. And the kids here in the Berkshires really represent what I think the Berkshires are, which is a community-driven place. And so it's incredibly difficult to choose these young people. But the board comes together, does a great job. And so we're really excited about these 12 young women. Also at the celebration are Discovery Leadership, which is one of our programs that we offer throughout the school year. And again, this is one of our cost-free programs for girls and children that feel safe and comfortable in a girl-centric environment. And it works with kids around fourth grade till about sixth grade, and they learn how to cook. They do community service projects throughout their school year, and then they also are working on some self-resiliency and leadership qualities. And one of the things that they do usually at celebration is read a poem. And then we've also connected with our after-school program in our theater, which is our Girls Inc. after-school program. And they have done a program called Action for Safety, which is a self-defense, but also building up some confidence to protect yourself and to be more self-aware of your surroundings and what you're doing and who you're around. And one of the things that they do in that is they do board breaking. So we have some girls that are going to be at Celebration Evening really showing off that they're going to do some board breaking. We'll do a poem. And I think the community will really enjoy seeing, you know, Girls Inc. programming in action.
Can they read a poem while they break boards?
So we have some girls that are reading a poem, and then the other girls are going to be breaking the board. I believe that is the setup, because I don't think they can read and break.
That would be a talent.
It would be a very impressive talent, because the girls that are breaking, like, they do a whole centering and grounding, and then they also all learned how to count to five in Japanese, which was amazing. So from my office, I can hear them in their classroom, and I can hear them, ichi, ni, san. I'm like, oh my gosh.
And the scholarship that you mentioned, is that, what is that, for college scholarships?
Yes,
is that essentially
it's a college.
Well,
so it's education beyond high school.
Okay,
so,
sure.
You know, I think it started looking at, you know, going directly to like a college or university, but we also will support if you're going to any sort of technical school you know, our goal is just to have young people have a plan and a career plan. And a lot of our teen programming looks at that as well, like supporting kids and girls and how to plan for their future, how to set goals, how to meet those goals, you know, meet their potential that they have. Like I said, the youth here really have this amazing potential that they've created for themselves. And so some guidance on goal setting and having the support from, you know, understanding, caring adults really makes a difference.
Yeah. And like you said, it doesn't have to be, there's multiple pathways.
There are.
To success.
Yes.
You know, everybody's got their own path. So
100%.
It's good that you're helping to pave the way, whichever route
they want.
So, go ahead.
There's still tickets available for the event. If anyone heard that and sounds like, that sounds amazing, I would love to support Brenda. I'd love to support the girls, the Brigham Center, Girls Inc. You can go to our website, brighamcenter.org/celebration, and that'll take you to the ticketing page. And there are still tickets available. They'll be available up until the 7th, because the event is on Thursday, May 8th, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Proprietor's Lodge.
Yeah, and you said you have tickets still available for
there are still tickets available. Yeah. So if anyone is interested, we'd love to have you there. We've had great sponsors through Greylock Federal Credit Union, always an amazing sponsor to a lot of the youth development organizations, Berkshire Bank, Berkshire Health Systems, EWC Construction. These are all our gold level sponsors. Mountain One, of course, great sponsor, recognizing Brenda. So we're really appreciative of all of their support, and they're continuing to help us create these great programmings for girls and for kids that feel safe in that girl-centric environment. Mm-hmm.
And when you mentioned the young women that are the scholarship recipients, you know, and you pointed out that there are a lot of things that the youth in this community can engage in, you know, for community outreach and volunteerism. I can't say enough about that. I think that is very true, particularly in Berkshire County. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if there are any other kids out there, you know, they can always reach out to you guys to get some direction on some things that they can do. Because there's a lot of people, kids included, who want to do something with their community, and they don't necessarily know where they fit in or what might work mm-hmm. for them, or what, you know, they maybe something that really interests them isn't just so obvious to them as an opportunity. So they can reach out to you guys. And there's also just a little side pitch here, of course, with the Nonprofit Center,
yeah.
with Berkshire's, right? Which Brenda is also associated mm-hmm. with. So there's always the catalog that we have in our website, which can you know, lead you to all types of different things, opportunities to volunteer, to become part of different nonprofits throughout the mm-hmm. county. So there's a lot of opportunities for people to do that. And that type of engagement, not only is it good for the community, and it, you know, it serves the person who's doing it in a lot of wonderful ways too, but also can become a nominee for something like the scholarship
exactly.
or some other scholarship, right?
Exactly.
Looks good. Yeah.
And you know, girls that are involved in our Girls Inc. programming, Girls Inc. National, who you know, we're an affiliate of a national organization that has 75 other affiliates. You know, it's a sisterhood. It's amazing. But they give out a $20,000 scholarship every year. So if you're involved with Girls Inc., you know, that scholarship is open to you as well. And we highly recommend all of our senior girls apply for it. Mm-hmm. And I believe, you know, there's a couple other affiliates here in Massachusetts. And I think 5 girls out of the affiliates here in Massachusetts received those scholarships this year, which is amazing for like a little state that, mm-hmm. you know, we're like the little state that could. We're also... A lot of our affiliates here and in Connecticut are part of the founding affiliates for when it was the Girls Club of America.
Right.
So it's really nice to have that historical part and be just, you know, this tiny little states that, you know, have this great resiliency and great participation. But yeah, so we have a program called Eureka, which is for teen girls, so 13 through 18, enrolled in school. Mm-hmm. Whether it's in a public high school, private, or homeschool. And it's a career development program with a focus on STEM. And the girls get to do a week on campus at BCC with a college professor. They get to tour around Berkshire County to meet other women in leadership roles, women-owned businesses. And they develop these, you know, individual goal plans with our coordinator, Lucy, who's been amazing. And the program's really been a great piece of our overall programming because, you know, we're a licensed childcare. So we have, you know, infant through 12 years old in the building that we're working with every day. And you kind of miss out on some of those teens. And this program brings them right back in. Another great benefit to the program is we help create externships and internships for the girls as they get older. And we really try to focus in on what they're interested in. The city has been a great partner with that. We have one young lady who interned last year at the city, loved it so much that she's going back to the city this year. And the mayor and Catherine Van Bamer have been great coordinating that with me. And then Berkshire Health Systems is another one of our really great partners in those internships, externships. Mm-hmm. And part of one of the things that Eureka did this year is we're working on a Women of Impact series, partnering with PCTV, mm-hmm. which has been amazing. Yeah. So these girls learned every aspect of production, script writing, how to interview somebody. PCTV has been so amazing giving that training for them. And they had their first interview, which was Darlene Rodowitz, CEO of Berkshire Health Systems. And the girls doing the interview, I was like in tears in the booth, like trying not to cry because it's not cool to cry in front of teenagers. I was just so impressed with what these girls have taken and learned. And, you know, the series is going to continue and we're hoping to have like a big premiere mm-hmm. at the end of June, beginning of July. And that's all thanks to the Gilson Foundation and Milltown Foundation that help support that program. Mm-hmm. And it's really great to see. And again, we're STEM focused, and it's so great to introduce girls into things that they didn't think were STEM. Because they hear STEM, they're like, oh, I don't want to do math. It's like, it's not math. Don't worry. We're never going to make you sit down and just do algebra. Mm-hmm. But it's seeing that STEM careers really are so varied in what you're doing. Like, if you're interested in fashion, like, there is STEM in fashion. If you're interested in writing, there is STEM in writing. Like, seeing how STEM is part of our everyday lives, and Eureka does a great job kind of making girls more comfortable with that aspect. And also, just, you know, it's improved over the last 10 years, but still a lot of those STEM careers are really male-driven, male-focused, mm-hmm. and having girls more interested in pursuing those things to really create that equity mm-hmm. in those roles.
Yeah.
And we feel the same way about, you know, teachers, childcare workers, things like that. There is that. We want to break that stigma of what's a traditional female role, what's a traditional male role. And I think all of it is anyone can do anything.
Yeah, of course they can.
Yeah.
and to your point, too, that, you know, what's nice about that STEM program is that it does show the broader aspect of STEM and how it's applied to everything we do.
100%.
You know, so it's not just math, geometry, algebra, yeah. you know, that stuff, right? You're actually showing the way that it works every single day. I mean, we live in nature. We live in mm-hmm. science is all around us.
All right? around us.
You can't do anything without some type of formula or some process.
Yeah.
Right? So all of that can translate through STEM classes and things like that. So yeah, that's fantastic. Anytime you can kind of bring everything mm-hmm. down to like a palatable level where you realize, oh yeah, this actually is part of my life. This is something I need every day.
Yeah, Girls Inc. has a survey that they do every year called SSBOS. It's a strong, smart, bold outcome survey. And, you know, it's a great thing because we get to see our individual picture as Girls Inc. of the Berkshires. And then we also get to see the national picture of all the affiliates and the satisfaction. And, you know, we're always in the 90th to 95th percentile with, mm-hmm. you know, girls have a plan after college. Girls feel satisfied. Girls feel confident. So all of these aspects, all these social emotional aspects that, you know, we're trying to work on with these girls, we're seeing that outcome. And that's mm-hmm. so amazing. So we are recruiting for Eureka right now. Mm-hmm. Another huge benefit for Eureka, especially when it comes to those 13, 14, 15-year-old girls that maybe are a little too young to work during the summer, but really want to do something and are too old to be in, you know, childcare programming. So the Eureka program does have the 1 week on BCC, the 1 week doing the tours around the county, and then they do get 2 free weeks at our camp mm-hmm. where they do a CIT program, do some supporting of the other units, and they get to learn the different aspects of what makes the camp run. And so it's 4 weeks in the summer of free programming, 14 girls mm-hmm. that they get to be a part of. And then throughout the school year, we do all these really fun things. The girls just got to go to Woods Hole, which is in mm-hmm. Falmouth.
Yeah, sure.
And be part of the Jelly Conference, which is a Girl Empowerment Leadership Institute. And that might not be the correct name. Sorry. Sarah's going to yell at me. but the Jelly Conference is this. It's STEM-based. They try to introduce girls to some ideas. But then there's all these leadership development programs that are part mm-hmm. of it. And again, it's free for our girls to attend. We try to make everything in the Eureka program as low cost mm-hmm. or no cost as we can. We have great supporters in it. So if you do have a teen girl who might be interested to recruit for this summer program, you can email Lucy Schwartz, which is Lucy, L-U-C-Y, the letter S, at brighamcenter.org. And she can give you more information. Or if you go on our website, there is a link in the Eureka page that will take you to an inquiry form that we can follow up with you on. So if you have a teen girl that might be interested, mm-hmm. we'd love to see them. You know, and, you know, we start at that 13-year-old, 14-year-old age group. But if you do have an older teen, we do have older cohorts that they could join into if they wanted to do internships, externships. We had a young lady this year who has been our intern to help with the Oh my gosh. It's so early in the morning for me. Well, I don't work till 9 o'clock. This is so early.
You have so many programs going on.
We have too many.
It's amazing how much is offered.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and so I can understand that, you know, it's probably getting a little jammed.
It does get a little jammed in there. And, you know, we do it with a relatively small staff. Most of our full-time staff are mm-hmm. our educators, are mm-hmm. our teachers in our early ed program. So, you know, in our Girls Inc. program, it's done essentially by, you know, a team of 2 full-time, and then we have some part-time staff that help out. Our ABC has, you know, a team of 2 full-time, and then we have part-time staff. The front office, there's There's four of us in the front office. So, you know, we have our aquatics programming. So it's a small staff of full-time employees that really do a ton of work to try to make, to try not make, but try to support families and girls and kids in the Berkshires, youth children and young women to meet their full potential. And you know, we just had our professional development day working with UCP of Western Mass. Christina Miucci came from Recovery Room, which was amazing. And then we had to do some of our, you know, standard things that were required by the license to do. But, you know, they really put their time and effort into supporting families and children to meet those goals, to reach their potential, and to set up those resources that are really going to help make everyone a great functioning person in society. And, you know, our goal is we can have them from infancy through 18 and, you know, go away to school, go away to your programming, travel, and then come back to the Berkshires. Yeah. And that's really the goal of our lot of programming, is to show, look at all the things the Berkshire has.
Right.
Because you do get some young people and, you know, people in their 20s, there's nothing to do here. There's nothing to do here. You can call me up. You can email me and I will give you a list of things you can do here in the Berkshires that are amazing.
Yeah. And it is. It's important to cultivate that so that you do get some people coming back. Go out, see the world, you know, learn some new things, but then come back and share it with us right here in Berkshire County. So you also mentioned the aquatic program. You guys have a pool.
We do.
You have an indoor pool there.
We do. It is inside. Thank goodness.
Yeah. Which I don't know that many, I don't know if everybody knows that, but there is a pool in there.
I think it's one of those students, like best kept gems of the Berkshires.
Well, secret's out there. So I know that you guys just had an aquatic program meant to make sure that people, youth can swim, right?
Yeah. So we worked
older teens even.
Yeah.
Right,
so middle schoolers.
Yeah.
And
what a great time of year to do that.
It was perfect.
Because we're coming into that season, you know, and we want to try to avoid any loss or tragedy.
So, you know, again, like it's one of those kind of secret gems that we've been offering free swim lessons for many years, since the pool has been open. You know, it's just something we've done with some outreach to some of our community partners, Habitat for Humanity, some of our other nonprofit partners, and we've been like, oh, we have these couple days, we could do some free programming. But this one was really nice because we worked directly with Pittsfield Public Schools. We worked directly with Berkshire Family YMCA. So it was really great to have that collaboration to recruit and get these teens in there. And it was an all hands, like on deck kind of thing. I was one of the instructors in the water. I don't know if people may have seen the Berkshire Eagle article. There's me on the front looking very surprised because a child is about to jump at me. but it was really, you know, the youth, the teens that did that program, you know, some of them got to speak and at our little closing celebration, and you could tell it really moved them, and it made a huge difference. You know, I got a little thank you note saying that she's just excited that she's going to be able to swim with her family this year. And, you know, that's why, you know, we do what we do at the Brigham Center, why, you know, the Y does what they do in their facility, is to make a difference and to hopefully direct kids in a way that's going to make them successful.
Yeah. And like you said, the one or two teens who said that they're grateful because now they can do some more things with their family this summer. You know, a big part of what you do in so many different ways and so many different programs, including this one, is you know, giving people confidence and empowerment, you know, so that they can live their best lives, right?
And they can
get to where they need to be. So the simplest thing is being able to swim.
And it
you know,
is.
A lot of people take that for granted. And I understand, too, that when some of the kids got in there and they were learning to swim, they kind of picked up the basics pretty quickly.
Oh, they did.
So once they get 100%. The basics, at least they have that confidence. They know they can, you know, get into the water a little bit, and hopefully they'll, you know, be able to grow some more skills beyond that, but at least it gives them that confidence to be able to engage in water activities.
Oh, it did. And we went in there, you know, we ran the gambit of, you know, we had young people that were not comfortable in the water at all. And then we had ones that had some basic skills, and the true goal was to make it that the young people felt confident in in the water, or not necessarily that they had the skills to swim, but how do you get, if you're floating on your front, how do you get to your back? How do you tread water? So we're starting with these very basic skills, the sculling skill, which is just rolling your wrist essentially to move water around you to keep yourself moving. And, you know, you saw kids develop those skills over the weekend. It was really amazing. And, you know, and I also like to thank Linda Dooley, who helped bring that committee together to really plan this out. And you know, it was great to work with the Y. You know, we're all doing very similar things, and we don't always have that opportunity to collaborate together. And it's so nice to be with another CBO, a child care organization, and work together, because we all have that goal of you know, family strengthening, which again, the swim program is part of that. You have children that are learning these skills, they can bring them home to their family, it brings the family closer together. So I think, you know, it was so nice to have that collaboration with them and to work with them in this. And, you know, we hope to continue to offer when we can those lessons. And Prashad, our aquatics director, and Claire Langlos, who is the aquatics coordinator at the Y, they were amazing. Oh my gosh, like every day helping plan with the volunteers, helping plan everything. Claire met me at BJ's. It was her first time at BJ's, and we went shopping together. So it was a lot of fun, you know, getting to know them a little more and really seeing, you know, our aquatics professionals thrive and get to really show off what they know how to do and get some recognition for that as well.
And like any other thing, you mentioned the volunteers, right? You had someone coordinating volunteers. So volunteerism is a big part. So how does somebody volunteer for the Brigham Center, and how would someone, how would a youth in the community reach out to you to be a part of one of the programs?
So if you're looking to be a part, so the easiest way to do it is news, N-E-W-S, at brighamcenter.org. If you email news, it goes to me and I can distribute it where it needs to go. If you go on our website, brighamcenter.org, you'll be able to get the contact information for all of our programming from early education and care, before and after school, our on-site summer program, Camp Stevenson Wittawenton, which is also open for our registrations right now, for the summer camp programming, our aquatics programming, our Girls Inc. programming, our Eureka programming. So our website's a great place, but if you're not sure and it's a little overwhelming, because we do a lot. So news at brighamcenter.org, and I can direct your, and if you're looking to volunteer, then I am the person to reach out to.
Okay.
I'm happy to coordinate that. And we do everything.
Call and ask for Abby.
Call and ask for Abby. 413-442-5174. And you can ask for Abby.
Now, as far as the summer camp goes, are you still looking right now, actively looking for staff?
Oh, we're always open to staff, especially if you are lifeguard certified or interested in getting lifeguard certified. You know, we have the beautiful benefit of being on Anoda Lake. So it is a rustic camp experience. When we do have STEM programming involved, we do sports, we do swimming, we do boating, we do arts and crafts. So it's a little bit of everything. The city of Pittsfield, the CPA fund, the community preservation fund that they have, has supported us in building a trail. So we have a beautiful hiking trail, an outdoor learning center.
On property?
On property.
Oh, that's great.
And then they, again, the CPA funding, thanks to the city and to the commission for the community preservation, gave us more funding. And we're building a universally accessible trail. And we partnered with UCP and with Hillcrest Educational Centers to really make this trail something that's accessible to their clients and to their students. So that way there's a safe, and not that their other trails aren't, but there is a private. So they're able to go in there when you have high need individuals. And with our curriculum and our modules that we did for our trail, we did work with a special education teacher who helped to modify some of the curriculum so it could be used with any level. So it's a really amazing thing. And we're looking forward to end of 2026 when that trail will be done, and we'll be able to invite those people into the property and and get a nice big grand opening.
Yeah, and that's important to have that accessibility. I think of a few other places, I don't know if you've been to them, but Parsons Marsh down in Lenox on Under Mountain Road, that's handicap accessible, as well as I think they have some trails now down at the Pleasant Valley. So and there may be more, but those
and
are
there
two
is
that
an accessible trail in Pittsfield State Forest that's almost directly across from our road to camp. So there is an accessible trail there. So there are some, and I think it's just wonderful to be able to add more. And, you know, working with our community partners, working with the city, working with DCR, that you know, we're trying to make, if you were someone that I got to attend the 40 under 40 event, the BCC's 40 under 40, a lot of the recipients in their little speech about the Berkshires talked about how beautiful it is and all of the and all the trails. And I think making that more accessible and equitable to everyone that lives here in the Berkshires is so important.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a real gem that we have. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very valuable here. And you know, to your point, a lot of people just don't take advantage of it.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, like, you know, you live in a big city and you don't see the tourist sites until your family comes to visit, right? Because you're just busy living there, right? So it's important that even here in Berkshire County that we give opportunities and encouragement for people who live here to take advantage of some of this stuff that we have right in our backyard.
Yeah, and I think Brian and I both did the Berkshire Leadership Program.
Yes,
both on the steering committee currently. I am fortunate enough to be the chair. And I think
thank you for being the chair.
And I think we see that a lot with the people who take place, who do the program with us, is, you know, we have lifelong residents and we take them around Berkshire County and introduce them to the different things that, you know, the Berkshires are doing to help support our resiliency to be a resilient county and have a good economic standing. And, you know, you have people that have lived here 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and they're like, I had no idea this existed.
Right. All right, so we are going to take a break. We are in studio here with Abby Allard. She is the Development and Communications Manager with the Gladys Allen Brigham Community Center here in Pittsfield. So lots going on there and a big event coming up that we're going to review when we come back from our break.
Perfect.
So please join us back here in a few minutes.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM. You're tuned to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield and 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs. Pizza Pizza is back. Join PCTV and WTBR for the biggest and tastiest pizza event around, May 15th at Berkshire Hills Country Club on Benedict Road in Pittsfield. Enjoy pizza from Papa John's Pizza, Papa Joe's Restaurante, Zuko's Family Restaurant, and much more. And you get to decide who will win the People's Choice Award. Pizza Pizza at Berkshire Hills Country Club on May 15th. Tickets are $20 for adults and $10 for children 12 and under in advance. Get your tickets now at pittsfieldtv.org/pizza. Support for Pizza Pizza comes from Cohen, Kinney, Valicenti, and Cook.
Hey, it's Sean from WTBR-FM. Whether you just found this station for the first time or you've been listening for years, you might not know everything about WTBR-FM. Want to find out more? It's easy. Just go to WTBRFM.com. You can find full programming schedules, listen to the station anywhere in the world, subscribe to our podcasts, and even learn to create a program of your own. And of course, donate to the station. That's WTBRFM.com. Check it out today.
Are you struggling with your pet? Berkshire Humane Society is here to help. We have a pet food pantry, low-cost cat spay and neuters, free pet care advice, and if you're in the hospital or in crisis, temporary foster care. If you need to give up your pet, we'll accept your animal with kindness and find them the best new home possible. Please call Berkshire Humane Society at 413-447-7878.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Greetings, this is John Pollock, host of The Jazz Train, which comes your way every Saturday night from 10 to 11:30. The Jazz Train generally features music recorded on a particular calendar date in years past and provides relevant commentary and discographical details. So why not join me for a ride on The Jazz Train for a weekly musical adventure, coming to you on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at Sandrini.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back, WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
And welcome back. We are here in studio. We have a special guest. It is Abby Allard. She's the Development and Communications Manager with the Gladys Allen Brigham Community Center. And we have lots to talk about with Abby, some events coming up, and just in general what's happening. But before we get into that, we're going to check with our local weather, and we will be right back.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, mostly cloudy this morning, then becoming partly sunny. Scattered showers. Scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. Southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain 40%. Tonight, partly cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Lows in the upper 50s. Southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain 30%. Saturday, partly sunny. A chance of showers in the morning, then showers in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s. West wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain 80%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right, so a little damp, little wet coming in, but you know, it's garden season. I guess we need
Berkshires.
It, right? Yeah. And so just a reminder to everybody, tonight is First Friday, and it is rain or shine. So I think it's fair to say that those storms will go around North Street.
Yeah,
I think.
Of course.
It'll be safe. So, but bring your raincoat, but don't let that keep you away. There's going to be a lot of great things going on tonight. So a great opportunity for everybody to get out on North Street. And they've expanded this year. It's going to be further down. It's going to take, they've taken up a few more blocks, a little bit more reminiscent about how it used to look,
yeah.
You know, going down further, a few more blocks. So, yeah, First Friday tonight. I also want to just remind everybody here on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 FM, which is our new tower down in Lee, that any of these shows that we do here in the morning on the Morning Drive, if you miss part of it, you can always go back and watch the video.
You can
go back to the tapes, right? So all of our shows are available on PCTV. Whether it's this one today with Abby, if you want to go back and see what Abby had to say throughout the whole hour, because we know it's not always feasible for everybody to stay with us for the full hour, or if it's something that Bill Sturgeon or Sean Sear have done, that whole library is there. So you can go back, I think, years. So nowhere to hide, Abby.
Nowhere to hide, apparently.
So one other thing I just want to make sure I'm talking about is for PCTV, we have, and WTBR here, we are having our Eats a Pizza event, which is May 15th, and that's going to be at the Berkshire Hills Country Club. And the pizza places that are taking part, it's like a competition. You know, it's,
yeah.
You walk around, you try all the pizza, and, you know, vote for your fan favorites or, you know, that type of thing. Best mushroom. I don't know exactly what the categories are, but best crust, best cheese. Who knows?
Yeah.
Right? I don't actually know what the categories are. But we've got Shire Pizza. I'm sorry, Shire Tavern, The Locker Room, KJ Nosh Catering, Porta Villa Italian Eatery, mm-hmm. Papa John's Pizza, Papa Joe's Ristorante, and Zucco's. They're all going to be participating. And those tickets are $20 for adults, $10 for kids 12 and under. And yeah, so all that goes to support WTBR and PCTV. And that comes with the support of Cohen Kinney, Valencenti, and Cook. So thank you to them.
That's a great event. I've been to that.
It's
a lot of fun.
It is fun, yeah.
And, you know, if you like pizza.
Who doesn't?
You can't go wrong. 20
right.
bucks.
Right.
And you get a couple slices, a couple tastes. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And especially if you do have kids.
Yeah.
So it's a nice way. Don't have to cook.
That's right. Yeah, it's a night without having to cook, right? And you can just go around that from table to table a couple mm-hmm. times if you want, because maybe you want to make sure you're voting for the right one. You know, you want to double check it, right? So
I'd also like to point out, I'm very allergic to mushrooms, and that's what Brian brought up. So I don't know if he's plotting against me right now.
No, there's no mushrooms in here. There's no mushrooms in the room here. But so that's our event. But I want to talk about your event that you guys are having coming up next week, which is sooner. So
it's much. So yes. You can.
So put that on your calendar first. Go to both, but the first one coming up is the one that Abby wants to talk about.
So celebration evening on Thursday, May 8th. It's 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Proprietor's Lodge. So you're going to be celebrating our She Knows Where She's Going award winner, Brenda Patel. And, you know, a big shout out to Randall Trophies, who's been making our She Knows Where She's Going award for many, many years. And Mayor, who took over the ownership, she's been doing an amazing job keeping the same look and all of those things. So I'm picking that up later today. So I'm very excited. And Brenda's such an amazing, an integral part of the fabric of volunteerism in the Berkshires. And you know, I think, and now in her new role with Mountain One, getting more of that business aspect involved, because a lot of times, you know, you have, you're asking for funds, and it's great also to have those businesses come in and for young people to meet professionals. So Brenda, we're so excited to celebrate her as She Knows Where She's Going award winner. Celebrating our 12 scholars. So our 12 local girls, seniors that are graduating this year. And, you know, we're really excited because this year we have girls from, you know, we're located in Pittsfield. So we usually get a lot of Taconic and Pittsfield high schools. But we have Mount Everett, a couple South County schools. We have some schools in Central. So it's really nice that we have some representation across Berkshire County with our scholars this year. And we're so excited to celebrate them and excited to give an opportunity for our young girls, our discovery girls, our after school girls to show off some of their skills that they've learned through the Girls Inc. programming at the event as well. Tickets are still available. And if you wanted to, you know, you can still sponsor as well. I will take a sponsorship up until May 8th in the morning, as long as I can throw your ad into our program. But tickets are still available. Again, it's May 8th. 5 to 7 o'clock at Proprietor's Lodge. You can go right on our website for tickets. You can call me for tickets. You can call our front office. You can stop by the Brigham Center between 9 and 6 p.m. And tickets are still available.
That's great. And this is every year. How many years have you been doing this?
So this is the 33rd year.
33rd. Okay. That's a good run.
It is. You know, we've been here since 1911. So we've got a lot of history. I think our swim meet this past year, February. So we do an invitational memorial swim meet, which is being sponsored by the Rule family. And it's the Harold Rule Memorial Swim Meet. And we've been running that. I think this was the 53rd year.
Yeah. And so your guest of honor, Brenda.
Ms. Patel.
Yes. she, as I said before, I've you know, had a lot of good opportunities to work with her on a number of things. And we actually, over at the Kids Place, we had a ceremony ourselves last year, and she was a recipient of one of the awards for all the work that she does within the community for children, with the focus on youth here in Berkshire County. And so I had the privilege of actually introducing her for that award. And one of the things, I can't remember exactly what I said, but it was something to the effect of, because I'd run into her so often, that I said that when you see her in a room, you kind of know that you're in the right place to be doing the right thing. You know, she's sort of like, if she's there, then it's kind of like, okay, I guess I'm doing the right thing
today.
I'm doing good stuff today. Because she does bring that energy, and she has that focus.
She does.
Yeah.
And she's also, Brenda's a hard woman to say no to. So she'll call you up and be like, oh, do you have time? Do you want to help with this? And you're like, well, yeah, I can. I can move around stuff. Yeah, I'll make it work, Brenda. So she is such a powerhouse here when it comes to service, and especially her understanding of service. And she's been a mentor for some of our programming to help get children or get young people more interested in community service and volunteerism. And she's worked with our Eureka and our Discovery programs to kind of give some insight and some inspiration into ways that they can be giving back. That is, you know, and that's the best part, is the model that Brenda shows. It's, you know, people are like, oh, I don't know. I don't have the time to commit. I have the money to commit. And, you know, she makes it really accessible.
Yeah. No, she's great. So well-deserved. So
yes.
Good choice.
And our 12 scholars as well. Amazing, amazing young women. If you want to come hear their stories and everything they've done to get to where they are, it's amazing. And, you know, we're so excited about that. And again, having our younger girls there, our late elementary school, early middle school girls, And, you know, we hope it helps to empower and inspire them as well.
Yeah, exactly. So I know we were mentioning earlier all the different well, we didn't get to all of the programs, but your organization has many programs, mm-hmm. which is fantastic, for all different ages. And we focused mostly on some of the teenage stuff mm-hmm. earlier. But I also know that you have a lot of early childhood
we do.
Programming. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So we are NACE accredited and licensed by the state of Massachusetts, and also a QRIS, which is the quality rating system, level 4. We were the first level 4 in the county. And we do infant through pre-K, so about 5 years old. It's an amazing program. Our center, I have the absolute pleasure. I work in the front office, but, you know, every once in a while, the director of the program, Alyssa, will be like, oh, you know, I need to run to an appointment. Can you, you know, cover a break in a classroom? And I get to spend a little bit of time with the kids down there. I also do all the photos for the center. So mm-hmm. when they're doing activities, if you check out our Facebook page, Brigham Center. So you go to facebook.com/Brigham Center. You can see a lot of our great photos of the kids doing amazing, fun stuff. Like you mentioned, it's going to be rainy. So they've been starting their gardens. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have some.
Yeah, because you have a little garden on the side, don't
we
you?
We do. We have a side yard where mm-hmm. we have a couple garden beds mm-hmm. that Greenagers actually 2 years ago did a little program. And so they built us these garden beds, which was amazing. Mm-hmm. So the kids have these little garden beds. So they have their little starter seedlings in their classrooms. Mm-hmm. And they were going out. If you go and check out our pictures, they were out raking the gardens and cleaning them out from last year. And, you know, our maintenance guys are great with that, too, because they take out, like, the really big stuff. They double check for any gross things before we send the kids out there. And so we're really excited. They got to play with worms the other day. It was, oh, my God, so cute. And, so if you are looking for childcare, you know, getting on the wait list, the statewide wait list, making sure. But please feel free to give us an email or a call and talk to Alyssa Goddard, our director. She's great with setting you up with resources. And, you know, if you're looking, if you're pregnant, now is the time to look if you're going to need childcare. Mm. If you're looking to return back to work, you know, it's across the Berkshires, you know, there's wait lists. So early is great. But again, you know, things happen, things come up. So the best thing you can do is give a call and ask for Alyssa or ask for our childcare program. And, you know, it's a really, they're going... I don't want to get it wrong. I think it may have been yesterday, but they all got to go. The older classrooms got to go to Hancock Shaker Village.
Oh, for the baby
animals.
Baby animals, sure.
So I had yesterday off for a BLP thing. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, make sure you take pictures. Please take pictures. So we get to do some really fun stuff. And again, in our older toddlers, so that's about 2.9, all the way through our pre-K, which is about 5, they get swim lessons as part of their curriculum. So when you graduate out of our early ed programming, your kid knows how to swim. So that's an amazing thing to be able to have that skill in the programming. And also the basics, you know, they can write their names, mm-hmm. they do the alphabet, the numbers and things like that. But I think that's a really special thing, you know, having our pool. Mm-hmm. Also the warmest pool in Berkshire County.
Oh,
I just want to plug that. It is the warmest pool. We keep the deck pretty warm.
When you say the deck?
So you have the pool itself, the water,
yeah,
around 84 degrees, yeah, which is pretty standard. And then our deck, which is the area around the pool, in order to help keep the pool a little warmer, we keep the deck around 86 degrees. So it's a nice warm deck. It's a little frustrating when your kid is on the swim team and it's January and you've got your winter clothes on. But right now it's perfect.
Yeah. So... one of the programs that I saw listed was the ABC School Age.
Yeah, that's enrollment. Our before and after school program.
That is that one. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then there's the early childhood education.
That's and that's the little kids.
Yeah, good. Yeah, and that's the other thing, is that you guys cover that whole age bracket.
Oh, yeah.
From the, like you said, from infant to... What's
18.
The oldest? 18, yeah. Okay.
So our licensed programming, which is our early ed and our before and after school program, it goes to infant... you know, we've had kids come pretty direct out of, you know, born and maybe a couple weeks later, depending on, we have a great relationship with DCF of Western Mass. Mm-hmm. And so, mm-hmm. you know, we get some pretty young infants coming in, which is amazing. Our lead infant teacher has been with us for almost 20 years. We have teachers that have been with us for 30 plus years. Mm. So they have a ton of experience working with these younger kids. And then through there, we hope to, you know, have that pipeline transition into that before and after school program. And there we can go up to 12 years, 11 months. Mm-hmm. And then once you turn teen, but what ends up happening is we have a lot of our kids that just get to that 13 and the parents love the programming and the kids love being in the program, that then they become a volunteer. Mm. So they help out in kind of our pre-K and K classrooms in the after-school program. Our youth of the year a couple of years ago was one of our kids now, Darren, who is a volunteer with us and helps out, especially when we have those full days. And it's always nice to have someone that's willing to go in and play basketball for 3 hours. With all the different classrooms that come in and out of the gym, he's like in there. He's helping to organize and create games for them, helping support with some of the kids. Mm-hmm. So it's really, you know, and then for our girls and our girl-centric programming, that goes all the way up to 18.
Yeah. And so to that point, you just mentioned that one youth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's not a girl. It's a man.
Yeah, it's a co-ed program.
Yeah, so it's a co-ed program. So just make sure, you know, I want to make sure that people understand that it's not just for girls, because I think maybe we get caught up in the girls' ink mm-hmm. part of it sometimes. But it is co-ed.
I know. I've been to, I go to a lot of events. We table at a lot of things. You know, part of my job is being out in the community. And, mm-hmm. you know, I have a lot of people who know us still as the Girls Club.
Mm-hmm.
And we have not been the Girls Club in a very long time, but it's one of those things where it's, you know, that's part of our history and it's a big part. But one of the best things I think about, you know, my organization and especially Kelly, our CEO, is we're very reflective of the needs of the community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a couple of years ago, we started working with Brenda and doing on MLK Day, doing mm-hmm. an event. And so we've been doing a free store the last couple of years on MLK Day. And now it's taken over by our Eureka Girls. So they help coordinate everything. Mm-hmm. They kind of pick the theme that we're going to do. And so it's been really great to be able to be reflective of the needs of the community. So we're matching and meeting those. So, you know, we were the Girls Club for a long time. And then that need was, hey, these families, these women want to go to work. Mm-hmm. And so we had the early education and care. And then these families need to work as well. And their kids need to go someplace after school. So then we started doing before and after care. And those are all co-ed programming.
Mm-hmm.
And our aquatics programming is also co-ed. And that has no age limit. Although I believe generally 5 to 6 months for babies
sure.
is what the recommended. But we always ask that you talk to your doctor before you bring an infant in. But we do offer, you know, an adult and child programming in our tiny tots. We have group swim lessons. We have a swim team. We have aerobics. We have lap swimming. We work with UCP, who does a rental. We do tons of rentals at the pool. We do birthday parties throughout the school year on Saturdays, which are pretty low cost. You get an hour in the pool, an hour in a classroom. So our aquatics program is really thriving. And Prashad, our aquatics director, is, if you know Prashad, you love Prashad. He is just, he's a Brian. He's very charming, very sweet, and always there to help. And, you know, anytime I've asked Prashad, hey, can you volunteer at this? Can you do this? He's like, no problem, no problem, no problem. He is also, if you are a dancer, he works with Luana, and they teach salsa around different places in the Berkshires in Albany. So
yeah.
Look him up if you also want to learn some sweet
salsa.
Dance moves.
Yeah.
Bachata, salsa. Uh-huh. And he's always trying to get us to go. And I have the rhythm of a dead goat. So I'm like, that's not for me, but I will encourage others.
Mm-hmm. So when we talk about some of the things that are coming up, obviously summer is approaching mm-hmm. very quickly. And so I would imagine right now you are recruiting for the summer camp.
Yes.
Or you're looking for kids to come?
We'd love for kids to come. We still have space throughout the summer for more enrollment for kids. If you go on our website and go to camp, Stevenson-Witawetan, there's an inquiry form. There's information about our weeks. We have a CIT program for younger teens. So
can you tell me what CIT is?
A counselor in training. So it's a leadership development program.
Mm-hmm.
It's a slightly less cost than the weekly program. But we do offer financial aid. We have amazing, amazing partners. And we do, you know, a campership campaign. Adams Community Bank this year did $3,500 towards campership, which is amazing. That can send 13 girls to camp for a week. Mm. So that's a huge, huge thing to be able to have. And then a lot of times our camp director, Sarah, she'll look at, and we have a form that you fill out for financial aid. And so it's either you know, we can do free weeks, we do discounted weeks, we have a great relationship with DCF. So we try to really make sure everyone who wants to go to camp goes to camp, because we did, there was a survey a couple years ago, and I think it was like 30% of the kids here in Pittsfield had not been to out in the woods. Like they didn't even realize that that's an option for them here. So again, being reflective of the needs of our community, we do, we bus kids to and from camp from our, to our center, from our center. And then we added stops to that. So, you know, we're in downtown Pittsfield across from the Athenaeum, but you know, you have kids over in Morningside and that might not be a possibility to get to.
Right. You don't want that to be a barrier.
A barrier. So
going to camp, right?
We offer quite a few stops across. So you're, so if you can't make it to the center for the pickup for the bus, there's other stops around Pittsfield, and we try to hit all of those areas that there's opportunity for everyone to get there and then be dropped off.
Mm-hmm. And this is a day camp, right?
It's a day camp.
Not an overnight.
Not an overnight camp, although every once in a while we try to do, you know, one overnight a year. Mm-hmm. We also, again, we're an affiliate of Girls Inc. National. And, you know, we're split up into regions. And a couple years ago we did like a Region 3. That's our region camp out. So we had 100 girls from all different Girls Incs coming in. And that was a ton of fun over a weekend. And again, we do rentals at camp as well. It's a beautiful spot for a wedding. AWC Construction built an amazing dock for us. And, you know, we have the view of Bosque Mountain from the beach, and our maintenance team, and also Sergeant Bruce Kruskowski with the Berkshire County Sheriff's Department, his crew that he works with, the incarcerated people that are able to come out and earn some time doing volunteerism. And, you know, they come out and they do a lot of our maintenance at the camp. They help with the cleanup. They can't, you know, a lot of storms. We got a lot of old trees that fall kind of in the winter, and he comes and helps and clean those up. So we have a great, and then our volunteer, which is another volunteer opportunity that we'll have in June. If you want to come out, you've never been to camp, usually it'll be posted on our website and our Facebook soon, the date for it, but it's usually a Saturday in June that we do a volunteer day, that if you want to come out, see camp, help clean up a little bit. If you aren't someone that likes manual labor, we also have some smaller projects that you can do, some painting and things like that. And it's a lot of fun. And, you know, a lot of our community partners come out and support that. Berkshire Money Management usually has their own day that they come out. And I think they just like, you know, getting out of the office, out of the numbers, and just running around camp. So it's a really, so it's not just for kids. It's a great place and fun place for adults too. But, you know, we do rentals. We re-overhauled our septic system. We've created all this drainage. We've upgraded some cabins. So there is a lot of beautiful things happening at camp.
Yeah.
So for the kids and anyone ever interested in coming and looking at a rental, you know.
And it's a lot of work. I mean,
it's a ton of work.
Yes. You got a lot of property there. Like you said, you're in the woods.
53 acres. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, that all those trees and everything are susceptible to nature all year round, especially over the winter. So springtime, you could definitely use some volunteers on that.
100%.
We are winding down here.
Okay.
I wanted to just kind of revisit your upcoming event, because we want to make sure that people know about this and have an opportunity to join you guys.
May 8th.
Yeah.
Proprietor's Lodge, 5 to 7 o'clock, celebration evening, celebrating Brenda Patel as our She Knows Where She's Going award winner, and our 12 scholars, and also our Discovery Leadership Girls. Tickets are $50. You can purchase them on our website, or you can give me a call, 413-442-5174. Ask for Abby or the front office. You can purchase tickets. And if I can have 1 second to plug myself a little bit.
Yes.
So I recently, so I'm a USA Olympic boxing coach here in the Berkshires. And I also am a self-defense instructor. And if anyone is looking for help with or interested in doing a self-defense class, I don't charge for them. I think it's important for everyone to learn self-defense and to feel safe and comfortable in their bodies and in their environment. So,
And I know that's something you've been engaged with for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, very valuable skill set.
BerkshireBoxingAcademy@gmail.com.
Yep.
If you are interested or looking to do a, you know, just a quick or a couple hours or a couple sessions of self-defense or learning some boxing skills, I'm happy to help you with that. So BerkshireBoxingAcademy.com. Sorry, Kelly, that I'm plugging myself, but I had to.
No, it's important. I'm glad we got around to that. We did talk about hopefully getting that in today. So thank you.
There's just so much stuff that the Brigham Center does, and I love working there, and it's an amazing place.
Yeah, it is amazing. So thank you. Thank you for being here.
Thank
you for everything you do there. And thank you to everybody out there for listening in today, joining us here on The Morning Drive. And I hope that you can join us every morning. We're here every day. So hopefully you enjoy this weekend. Get out to First Friday if you can before that rain comes. And rain or shine, it's on.
Rain or shine.
Enjoy. Have a good weekend.